Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name's Peter. Welcome to Thursday, famously my favorite day of the week. And when I say famous, I mean not really famous at all. It's famous in the sense that if you listen to this podcast, you will hear me say it literally every single week. Every Thursday that comes around, I get to mention that it's my favorite day. And I also love that it was mentioned by Douglas Adams himself in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, right at the very beginning of the first book, before things start to get truly weird for the protagonist, Arthur Dent. Things are starting to go a little odd, and he says, "This must be Thursday. I never could get the hang of Thursdays." Well, I've always enjoyed Thursdays, as long as I can remember. I'm always happy to share quotes from Douglas Adams and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. In particular, it's appropriate because it was his birthday recently as well, so all of those things come together for that little rambling opening to today's podcast. Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a good day wherever you happen to be and whatever you happen to be doing, and I certainly hope that you have a splendid weekend out in front of you. It's getting to be genuine springtime here in the Pacific Northwest for the first time in months. I looked at the 10-day forecast here, and there's no rain in the forecast. Now, that could change within the hour. The forecast changes quite a bit, but at least at the moment, it's either partly cloudy or sunny days for the next 10 days. So that makes me happy. We're coming around the corner and into bright sunshine and colorful countrysides and leaves on the trees again. And I love the cycle of the seasons. It just makes me very happy. And I'm so grateful to live somewhere where I can see that cycle take place so clearly, so distinctly. So obviously, I'm feeling pretty good today. How are you doing on this fine Thursday? As ever, trying to give you a chance to slow yourself down at the beginning of the podcast and take stock of your day, take stock of how you're feeling, take stock of how you're feeling about the day, and see what things you might want to do to change the trajectory of this day if you so desire. And make it the best that it can be, no matter what the circumstances are. I know that it always gets better, and I hear from you listeners on a regular basis that it always gets better when we stop and take a slow, deep breath in together, and then let it out again really slowly. And once we've done that, we can head into the podcast proper, if you will, with our first good news story for the day. And this is some really good news from right here in the United States, where the state of Arizona has become the latest in the United States to announce the cancellation of medical debt for its poorer residents. So up to 1 million Arizonians will have their medical debt wiped out as part of a government plan partnering with a nonprofit called RIP Medical Debt. Just a very straightforward name there. And that company uses private donor funds to buy up and then pay off healthcare debts. Now, you may have heard of similar plans and projects which have been running in Connecticut and New York. Well, RIP medical debt is now in its 10th year, and over those 10 years, it has pardoned over $8.5 billion of health bills for 5.5 million U.S. families. And now, the plan in Arizona is to wipe out debt worth $2 billion. Jerry Ashton, who is one of their founders, said, quote, "How in any civilized country can you allow someone to go bankrupt just because they got sick?" That brings us next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Now, before we move into today's Good Word segment, I do also want to point out that today is March 14th, which is to say it is the third month and it is the 14th day of that month. So happy Pi Day to everyone who knows what Pi Day is. That's pi as in the Greek letter, which represents the number in mathematics that starts with 3.14 and then goes on with a non-repeating string for infinity. But it's Pi Day 314, so go out and buy a pie or eat a slice of pie today and celebrate. So back to the segment, The Good Word. All this week, we are hearing great quotes from the brilliant Buddhist philosopher and writer Thich Nhat Hanh. So here is your quote from that brilliant thinker for today. "Hope is important because it can make the present moment less difficult to bear. If we believe that tomorrow will be better, we can bear a hardship today." That is just classic positive thinking, and I don't have a whole lot to sort of add to it. I just think it's an important thing for us to remember, especially if, you know, whoever you are, wherever you are listening to this right now, you're in a struggle spot in your life and things are difficult. This is a very, very important quote to remember. So consider it a gift straight to you today. "Hope is important because it can make the present moment less difficult to bear. If we believe that tomorrow will be better, we can bear a hardship today." Thich Nhat Hanh. So we come next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, all this week and all through next week as well, it is fascinating facts and trivia about women's history, as it is Women's History Month here in the United States. So here's a great piece of women's history historical trivia. Eleanor Roosevelt held all women press conferences. She held her first press conference for women reporters on March 6th of 1933, and she would cover issues of special interest and value to the women of the country. And over the next 12 years, she held 348 press conferences for women reporters. Good to know. We come to our second good news story now, which is some much-needed good news coming out of Ukraine, and in particular, a city in eastern Ukraine, which has been heavily shelled during the conflict there. It is the city of Kharkiv, and the Kharkiv National Opera and Ballet is about to open again, but underground. Now, ever since Russia invaded nearly 2 years ago, mass gatherings in the city have been banned. But, according to the theater's general director, Ihor Tolyuzov, quote, "We want to bring life back to Kharkiv, including cultural life. Demand for any kind of cultural event here is really high." Now, there is not yet an actual date set for the reopening of the theater, which is about 25 miles away from the border with Russia, but people are beginning to get very excited. In fact, one local singer said, quote, "Everything was gray before and there was no future. Now, a rainbow has appeared on the horizon." Next, we come to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all this week, we have been exploring some interesting places around the world through one of my favorite YouTube channels, Great Big Story. They make amazing little miniature documentaries on fascinating subjects all around the world. And today, we are just heading to Los Angeles. I lived in Southern California off and on for about 20, 25 years or so. And so I thought I would share with you something indigenous to Southern California that made it onto Great Big Story's radar. It is a story about some of the best Indian food that you'll find in all of Southern California. And it is actually in a gas station convenience store. Yep. If you walk into this particular Chevron's convenience store, right at the far end of the shop, when you go past all the aisles full of junk food and sodas, there is an Indian food takeaway spot called Bombay Frankie. And it apparently has some of the absolute best Indian food in all of Southern California. I'm not going to go on a whole lot about it because I'd rather you go and watch another one of these great little videos. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode and head on over to YouTube where you can spend a little over 2 minutes learning about LA's best Indian food, Bombay Frankie. So we come next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Thursdays, that theme is Good Times, where I get to talk to you about something cool that happened either on this date in history, or sometimes just on this week in history. Well, it turns out that today is the anniversary of the birth of a pretty significant human being. Albert Einstein was born on March 14th back in 1879 in the town of Ulm in Germany. I don't need to explain to any of you who Albert Einstein was. Without a doubt, the most famous scientist in the entire 20th century, possibly the most famous scientist of all time. He's certainly in the same pantheon as people like Galileo and Newton. But Einstein was the one that was around in many of our lifetimes, not mine, but quite a few people alive today can remember when Einstein was a part of the world, and his legacy continues to this day. There's a lot that could be said about him and a lot that could be said about the revolution that he brought about in physics with the theory of relativity and his work eventually embracing quantum mechanics and things like that. And that's all worth investigating. And as you would imagine, there is a massive amount of material that you can rifle through on the internet and loads of videos that you can look up to learn a little bit more about those aspects of his life. I came across something pretty fun from the Smithsonian channel on YouTube that I'm going to share with you because it's pleasant. And that's kind of the point of this podcast, is pleasant things. It's a collection of really incredible home movies showing Einstein's life in America. The compilation runs for about 2 minutes, and it has some great narration, again, from the Smithsonian Channel on YouTube. So it's got some good historical context as well. But mostly, it's just delightful to see one of the most famous and important people of the 20th century just going about his day, hanging out with friends, and traveling. So, happy birthday to the brilliant Albert Einstein. click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube where you can spend 2 minutes watching Einstein's Life in America, shown in stunning home movies. So that I love that Albert Einstein was born on Pi Day. There's something poetic about that. Anyway, that brings us to the final segment of the podcast for today, Sounds Good, where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And as it turns out, today is also the anniversary of the birth of one of the great big band leaders of all time, Les Brown, who was born on March 14th back in 1912. And Les Brown lived to the ripe old age of 88 when he passed away, and that was in 2001. So Les Brown was one of the few original swing-era band leaders who was still leading a band when the swing revival, if you will, of the late 90s took place. I actually got to see Les Brown and his band of renown play once, and it was pretty spectacular. Les was a classic band leader in the sense that he really mostly stood out in front of the band and conducted and kind of hosted things. He was a good sax player and clarinetist, but he was mostly known as a band leader, kind of like Cab Calloway. But again, we had Les Brown for a very long time, and his big band was one of the most reliable sights at Disneyland's Carnation Plaza Gardens, and they played there many, many times over the years. And fortunately, I found a video on YouTube of Les Brown and his band performing at Disneyland at the Carnation Plaza Gardens in what I think is 1983. I'm not 100% sure about the date, but this is the place where I learned how to swing dance. So if this film clip is from 83, I started dancing on that very floor 10 years later. So it's very fun and nostalgic for me to watch this video. For all of you out there listening, it's a great chance to hear swinging big band music at its finest. This is a band of younger musicians being led by a true veteran of the big band era, and they really do the music justice. So happy birthday to Les Brown. Click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can watch the Les Brown Band playing at Disneyland's Carnation Plaza Gardens and performing the classic It's All Right With Me. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.